Well, he probably thinks we're as shallow as a bird bath. And
there's
he's
no
probably
way in
right.
The world. No way in the world. Where he comes from, he was part of a competitive community. That's Peter, why he is where he is.
He is. He's in Mudgee. Peter Sterling, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, Slats is from Wagga, and mate, he was very competitive. He just wasn't very good.
Not too sure about that.
No, he went all right.
Thanks for that. I tell you what, I'm not very good at, Sterling. I was picking up the phone, am I? Remember a few years ago, this charity golf day, Sterlo was on to me.
You brushed him.
He tracked. No, well, he.
You brushed him.
He tracked me for two months, I reckon. And you know, I'm hopeless.
He is hopeless.
Bloody hopeless with the phone.
No, mate, you're a busy man. I understand that. Yeah. That's, you know, it's not easy for the guys to get away, and that's why I'm always thankful each year for those who are able to. And yeah, we've got a good roll up again this year, which is great.
Yeah, it's a good. It's been going on for a while, Sterlo. So who have you got coming down?
Yeah, this is the fifth year, Slats, and we've got one of the coal companies behind us now, so we've got a really good base when it comes to the dollars. Jimmy Cassidy was holding court last night, and for a bloke who you can't see over the top of the table, that's quite not an easy thing to do. Actually, we've got a couple of jocks up. Josh Parr's up as well.
Good man.
He's a lovely golfer, actually, and a beautiful bloke. Linda Gainsford Taylor is... Her husband, Mark Taylor. Yeah. Not the Mark Taylor, but a Mark Taylor and a really nice
Yeah, well,
Taylor.
You've got the better Mark Taylor.
And good golfer too, by the way.
I think you're right. Yeah, very good golfer. And Mel's actually, we've sort of expanded the golf. Last night, four of us did a coaching clinic for the Junior Rugby League up here in conjunction with their registration date. So Michael Hagan, Johnny Gibbs, Johnny Muggleton have come up. And Melinda Gaines-Taylor is actually putting on a sprint cleaning up here for the Little Athletics on Saturday morning as well. So we're great. Trying to expand into the community a little bit more than just the golf. And
good stuff.
And that's been great as well. So it's a good roll-up. We've had everybody from, Lane Beasley, Kirk Pengilly have been up here. Craig Parry played last year. Malcolm Johnson, we try and space his visits up here. He's great in small doses. Malcolm has a floating handicap of anywhere between 12 and 22.
Yeah.
Well, but sure. No, it's great. And obviously, we get a lot of the rugby league guys up because of the connections there. Mark Gasnier, Steve Menzies has been up, Brett Kenny, those kind of guys. So it's getting a good roll up.
They've got some good movers and shakers up there in Mudgee. They do a terrific job for their town. It's a town, it's one of those country towns.
Maxie Walker.
It's thriving. Well, Maxie Walker does a terrific job within the community. There's plenty happening in the town, Pete.
It's a beautiful spot up here. And the only association I ever had, you know, people say, well, why are you doing this? I've got some good friends who actually come from Gulgong.
Yeah.
And I got to know the club pro of Mudgee, who was at Magenta Shores down on the central coast of New South Wales, very well, a guy called Peter Mason. And it's great up here. It's a really nice community. And that's the one thing we have maintained, is that all the money raised stays here in the community through the hospital, through the aged care facility, the men's shed, any other causes we think we should be involved in. 2 years ago, we gave a petrol car to a family whose 3-year-old fell into a campfire and had to go down to Westmead Children's every 2 weeks to change the bandages. And we've started up a program when it comes to a nurse going down for a week each year to train at one of the major hospitals in Sydney just to catch up with all the latest and the newest techniques and procedures. They then bring that back here to Mudgee, share that expertise. So it's really important for us that whatever's raised here stays here so that the local people benefit.
We're chatting with Peter Sterling, which is terrific, from Mudgee currently for the big golf day, charity golf day today. Pete, always be careful what you wish for. I'm talking about Kevvy Walters here. All of a sudden, he's trying to get doorstopped by the press yesterday over there in New Zealand regarding favouritism, that he's suspended a couple of Origin guys, Cameron Munster and Valentine Holmes, because they're fringe players, and there was other high-profile Queenslanders breaking the curfew, and they certainly didn't get barred from Origin, but the investigation continues.
Yeah, look, Kevvy, you know, he knows what's going on, and he'll live and die by his decisions, which all coaches do. And I think, as we all know, if you're going to be a coach and you want to be popular and base decisions on that, you'll fail. There's no doubt about that. But Kevin knows the situation. Silly, you know, what the guys did. You know, given a great opportunity to go into this emerging Origin camp, and, you know, if you're a young player and you've given that opportunity, you do everything right, don't you? Like, you cross every T, you dot every I. It's unbelievable to think that you would jeopardise that by you know, by doing the wrong thing. But you know, Kevin, I think he deserves the job. He's waited there for a while. You speak to Mal Meninga and he'll say how important he's been. Michael Hagan is up here, as I said. You know, he's obviously not part of it now, but, you know, he speaks about Kevin Walters in glowing terms also. So it just adds another twist to Origin, doesn't it? And can you imagine the talk leading up before the first date of Origin, the beginning of June, as to, you know, the new coach in charge?
Sterlo, I just want to talk about a rugby league culture that I think is very slow in changing, and you might correct me on that, but I think with these youngsters, they've always got the urge as a youngster in terms of wanting to get out and wanting to drink and wanting to experiment and all the rest of it, but they've got that opportunity to be this amazing professional footballer. Is the culture, has it been slow to change to where it needs to be?
Oh, I think you've only got to have a look at the litany of problems we've had, and that's obvious. It has,
yeah.
No doubt about that. And, you know, what you're trying to do, unfortunately, is put old heads on young shoulders, and that's not easy to do in any walk of life.
Mm.
But these guys have got to understand what they're jeopardising. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been of the belief, or am of the belief, that our young players do live in an unreal world. Yeah. You know, they don't understand repercussions because they've never really had any.
No.
A lot of them have been elite youngsters at school, and they sort of get some preferential treatment there. Then they come into grade where they're paid more on potential and performance, and that was certainly different back in my day. You know, I got more money out of the game when I wasn't playing for my state or country, but you just knew it would come.
Mm.
And I think they honestly believe that if something goes wrong, then it'll be okay because it always has been. And that's not the case in the real world. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. You know, we all make mistakes, we all make bad decisions. But, you know, these guys have just got to realise how lucky they are doing what they're doing. Yeah. And so many of them, in comparison, if they didn't have rugby league, you know, it would be a very different lifestyle they would be leading.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy thing, but in answer to your question, you know, gee, there's no excuse. You can't say, look, I didn't know the consequences, because you look back over the years of what's happened in our game with young players, you know, they've got to know by now. They really do.
Sterlo, nice to see you back there at Parramatta too. I like what Brad Arthur's trying to do with Parramatta. I like the signings. They're good quality people as well. Michael Gordon, Bo Scott, Kieran Foran from Manly, Michael Jennings on that left-hand side. And I know they're having some significant impact there at Parramatta. They'll go all right.
Well, if they don't play finals football, TK, then it'll be a disappointing year. You know, they recruited
Correct.
Really well. Not just in the ability department, but the mentality side of things. You know, I think that Parramatta in the last few seasons have been a mentally weak football team and got into situations where they, you know, could and should have gone on to win games. I like to think that, you know, putting Kieran Foran there, who, if you look at Manly over the last couple of seasons, in a game when they've needed a lift, when they've needed someone to inspire, it's Kieran Foran physically that has put his hand up to do that. And he's the kind of player that I think Parramatta need. You know, Bo Scott's of the same ilk. Michael Gordon, all of a sudden, we've got a guy now who can kick 8 or 10with the boot, which, you know, has cost us dearly in the last couple of seasons as well. So I agree. I think the recruitment is the best we've come up with in a number of seasons. But now, you know, whilst it looks good on paper, they've got to turn that into performances, and they need to play finals this year.
Sterlo, you're a good man, mate, and everything you're doing in Mudgee is terrific. So we wish you well, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys, and I'll be chasing you up again in future years, okay?
Well, I reckon, Pete, we should have the radio. We should have the radio down there next year.
Mate, you'd be very, very welcome, and you'd have a ball up here, and that would be extremely well received.
Yeah, no, that'd be great fun. All right, Pete, have a great one.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Peter Sterling there, coming out of Mudgee.